got a walk, got the chalk, got the draw. Outlines for these ladies, I'm about to slay. Got my cape on with some napalm. Shots of days gone, then the game's on. What you play, huh? Hard to get. I'll be wet for all that dry hate. Looking my way while your eyes say you and I may get off like a right lane, but I might strain. Pull up lame with a migraine. I'm a wrench to that ratchet bitch, a bench for that acid offense. With a ladder, get up, phony. I said a wrench to that ratchet bitch, a bench for that acid offense. With a ladder, get up, phony. Hello, miss, like, what's your name? Such a shame you don't drink, who's to blame? Cause I'm fine like I'm Cosby in the lobby of an AA. Meeting on a payday, we can make it rain even on a sunny day. What you say? You and I could run away. Meet up when you drop that molly off. Love that chick a Molotov while she's on the side, hating faded lane on the pavement, wasting all of my patience.
Come on, you gotta go.
Go ahead, put your bad self. You gotta get up. I beg, but I ask now. Come on and get up. All the bands with my hands out. You gotta get up. Step, gotta make damn. Motherfucker, get up. Go ahead, put your bad self. You gotta get up. I beg, but I ask now. Come on and get up. All the bands with my hands out. You gotta get up. Step, gotta make damn. Why don't you get up? Uber driver, homie, thanks, it's futile time to utilize your backseat. Take a lap, creep, this shit's a Prius, what you mean it needs some gas, please. Plug it in, I'm warming up, this shit's a track meet. Got no time to sit and wait, once a diamond sticks and eight. Under lights, six and fading fast, bitches breaking bad, got me changing hands. Matches and I'm pacing back and forth like I'm afraid to catch. Feelings for these left hands, got me dropping hits and making moves can't withstand. The ass is like no ifs, ands, off the bench a six man. Ball so hard I just can't, seem to go the distance. Need to get my wits stand, but now I gotta get
go
up.
Ahead with your bad self. You gotta get up.
All the bags, but I ask now. Come on and get up.
All the bags with my hands out. You gotta get up.
Take a step, gotta make damn. Motherfucker, get up.
Go ahead with your bad self. You gotta get up.
All the bags, but I ask now. Come on and get up.
All the bags with my hands out. Come on and get up.
Take a step, gotta make damn. Why don't you?
I'm a wrench to that ratchet bitch, a bench for that ass to sit a fence with a ladder. Get up on it. I said a wrench to that ratchet bitch, a bench for that ass to sit a fence with a ladder. Get up on it. Netflix and chill, let's kill the lights. I'm feeling you, you're feeling right. Appealing to a thrill, we might. I'm willing to, you will tonight. Why don't you take that step up on me? I know you're lonely. In retrospect, I think you owe me. I bet the only hold up is you think you know me. You think I'm solely in it just to hit it so we should get this going. Enough of all the games and all the talking, all the waiting. You can walk or get to skating. Are you lost? It's not amazing. It's not often I'm just phrasing. Took it off, there's no more faking. But I never got your name. And she looked up, she said it's Caitlin.
Fucking stone, Tony.
Hopefully we don't fuck this up.
The Whiskey Sick Podcast is back.
Take nine.
I'll be that homie, Seth Gecko, a.k.a. Moody Hank. And this motherfucker over here.
Whiskey, the most unoriginal man in the world.
Often duplicated. Whiskey, a.k.a. Peasky Whiskey.
Yeah.
Who's going to hop up into this shit.
So let's just get off on what we just saw. So we actually were talking before.
Oh, we're just gonna jump right in, all cold turkey like that.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, fuck it.
Just fucking no warm up, no stretching, no nothing. You want to talk about this shit? I blew your mind with this shit.
Let's go sprinting, man. Hopefully we don't pull.
I'm surprised you've never seen this shit.
No,
that shit was new to you.
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
We're talking about this. The fuck was his name? Gary Tomlin.
Gary Thompson or something.
Thompson.
Like that.
Gary Thompson. Gary Thompson.
Who is... I'm going to go ahead and just coin it the genius of the week, even though this video is, I don't know, fucking 4 years old.
Yep. So this fucking guy, he sits in a wheelchair and he pretends to be retarded. And he makes $100,000 a year, 60 to $100K a year.
Yeah. So do you feel sorry for him, or do you...
Acting mentally disabled.
Or do you got to fucking tip your hat?
Well, I mean, he is literally fucked up. He got into a motorcycle accident or something, so he can't walk or something. So I guess he needs the wheelchair. But he sprinkles that extra little bit by acting retarded.
He milks the system.
Yeah. Like, he'd probably make, you know, $20,000 a year if he just, you know, acted normal.
Hey, he upped his game, okay? Do you think he has, like, Gary the Retard fucking Instagram and shit? Like, follow me, donate? Like, he has a GoFundMe? I want to see. It only shows him, like, panhandling for money and says how much money he makes. What does he do with that money?
He fucking lives. Look at him.
Like, does he have, like, a...
You got a yacht and shit?
Yeah, you know. I want to know. Does Gary the...
Oh, he's balling out of control. He just blows it at the strip club every night?
Yeah, does Gary the Beggar just do this shit? And then, like, he goes and gets in his fucking personal driver, picks him up. Then he goes to the titty bar.
Some
and
shit.
And he's over there fucking non-retarded at the strip club throwing money.
I wonder if he gets, like, ah, oh, shit, you know, got to go to work tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like normal people do. Yeah. Fuck, alarm clock goes off.
He's got to rehearse his fucking retard game.
He's got to warm up his voice in the bathroom and shit while he's brushing his teeth. He's got to motivate himself to go out there and con people.
Yeah, you know how like when actors, you see like the actors, like they got to get into their role and stuff like that? Do you see him in there? Like,
he's just a method actor. He forgot that he's not actually retarded, so he just acts retarded all the time.
What's that fool, Daniel Day-Lewis and shit that gets all into his role and
method
shit?
Method actor, like, shit.
Yeah. Gary Thompson's the method fucking panhandler.
Homie's the butcher, like, all day long.
Like, you know, you're his homie and stuff. Like, hey, Gary, can I borrow a couple bucks? And he's like, ugh. I was like, dude, can you not get...
Yeah,
can,
we're
can
cool.
You get out of your, we're friends, man. Get out of your role.
We're at the bar, homie.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
He probably gets free beers then.
Yeah.
God. He probably just gets free shit everywhere he goes, so he never has to get out of character.
God, you could fucking hustle the shit out of this. That makes me think twice every time I see a retard.
Oh, I never give a motherfucker any money.
I never give homeless people money.
Ever.
I hate homeless people. But
yeah, I mean, just give them some fucking food.
Yeah.
Like, throw biscuits and shit at them as you're driving by.
Fucking Gary.
Don't give them fucking money. They're just gonna... Dude, I work with all these fucking bums and shit, man. They fucking... All they do is they get their little Social Security check, blow it on fucking alcohol and fucking mess.
Oh, so Gary gets... Not only does he... He probably gets his retard government money.
Yeah.
And then he gets this. And he doesn't pay taxes on all that shit.
Yeah, he gets his disability, and this is just whatever, you know? If you just lived off your disability, look, this dude's raking in dough.
So if anyone's actually listening to this and you're hating on Gary, you're a fucking moron. Yeah. Because Gary just fucking runs the system. There needs to be more people like Gary.
Just beware of fucking... Of Gary.
Just, but don't go, like, accuse retards of not being retarded, because that could get ugly. It'd be funny as fuck, but can you imagine that? Some retard's like, get the fuck out of your wheelchair.
You know you're not
allowed
to say retard anymore?
Says who?
We said it, like, 8 times.
Says who?
It's, like,
did they pass a law?
It's just not cool anymore.
Like
it's
fag?
It's like saying fag.
Can't say fag?
Yeah, it's bad. Hey, I gotta close this door. Keep talking. Fucking meet you over here about to get kicked in her motherfucking head.
Fucking liberals over here saying we can't say retard and fag and all these things.
No.
Stupid. They're words.
I understand the
Remember,
fag thing,
no,
but
no, fuck that.
Retard is actually a thing. You're retarded.
Yeah, so?
It's just a word. It's not like a derogatory word. You're retarded.
Yeah.
It's like, my shoe could be retarded. It means it doesn't work the way it's meant to be.
But the thing is, when we were growing up, you just called people, you're being a fag.
Yeah. But now
I mean, it's mean you're being lame. You're being a chump.
Yeah,
you're
use it in
fucking,
a different meaning. But
yeah, you're being a fag. Like, I don't hate gay people. I actually like gay people. I know some cool ass gay people.
You are gay,
allegedly. But I mean, you can't say fag.
You can't say a lot of things.
It's the fucking world we live in, man.
It's what it is.
Now straight dudes be
now,
dressing
it's,
like fags.
Mentally. Slowly developed or some shit like that is how you have to say it. It's like you can't say midget now. Midget's a bad name, and so is tranny. Which is, tranny is just an abbreviation of transsexual. It's literally just an abbreviation. If you said tranny, it's not like a derogatory thing. I wouldn't think so.
You know we're fucking up this world by all this shit, right? All these people with these fucking safe spaces and stuff like that. You can't say these words. Like,
wait till you see this shit.
I just want to clarify that I do not hate gay people. I don't.
That didn't sound like you did.
I don't.
I mean,
I say fag.
Sound like a lot of hate
fag.
Speech coming from over there.
No.
Now would be a good time to give out your email address. If the people talk directly to Whiskey.
No one wants to talk to me.
There's this shit that. Anyways, somebody's proposing a fine for bullying in schools. Like, the kid gets a warning. The kid, you finished that beer?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Fucking dude.
So there's... Wait, so, you get a fine for bullying someone?
The parents do.
The parents get a fine?
Yeah. What's a fucking kid gonna... Yeah, what's he gonna pay with?
Put him in fucking detention.
Fucking Easter Bunny? His fucking...
Put him in fucking detention.
His Easter Bunny money? I meant to say his Tooth Fairy money.
Yeah. I was like, the Easter Bunny gave you money?
You can't find a fucking kid. What's he gonna do?
Put him in detention.
Go pay you with. Fucking Twinkies. No, you get a warning the first time. The next time it's a and then you go on a 90-day probationary period if your kid's caught bullying. And then after that, the parents get charged a fine for $366 for the kid's behavior not improving.
Did you ever get bullied?
No.
Neither did I. Like
a little bit. Here and there.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing about it is like...
But I was scrappy. I was scrap.
There's two things you do when you get bullied when you're a kid. You either fight or you fucking you use your wits. Like, I was never... Whoa. I'm not a tough guy, so I could fucking... I could come back at you and make fun of you and
there's
shit.
Also the, you know, the fucking big-ass motherfucker with retard strength. Just throw it out there again. You know that big-ass dude, and you got a little-ass kid that there's nothing he can do. He's fucking 7 years old. He don't know how to fight. This big-ass dude's picking on him. That ain't cool.
You know,
whenever people that little kid can go and fucking kick him in the balls, and then the dude just like, whatever, blap, they haven't even dropped yet.
I just think people need to fucking...
Blaps that little kid up, and then he goes back to school the next day, starts getting blapped up every day in the fucking lunch line.
So you gotta be smart.
So you find the fucking parents.
Yeah.
If you found out... Okay. Let's go to Daddy Whiskey.
There's different here,
You find out that your kid's fucking punking kids at school, what are you gonna do? You gonna high five them?
Buy them a bike?
Yeah. You gonna take them to fucking Cold Stone?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Dairy Queen?
I don't know, man.
You gonna slap them upside the head?
I never got bullied.
What the fuck you doing?
But...
You got lucky. I'd have bullied the fuck out of you if I knew you.
You still try, motherfucker.
I'd have bullied the fuck out of you. I seen those pictures of you as a kid. You... Poindexter ass square motherfucker.
I didn't have bleach tips though.
Damn,
I didn't have
bleach. That shit was hot back then. That shit was flames with Motorola fucking pagers.
I had a pager, but I was never cool enough to have anyone page me.
I had like 3 people paging me. Oh. And you still had to go find a fucking
payphone
to find out. You know, yeah. You had to carry 50 cents. You always had to have 50 cents in your little. That's when you used to actually use the little coin pocket in your jeans, you know, that little pocket.
Yeah.
And put my 2 quarters
put
in there.
Quarters in there for the payphone. or you get a fucking phone card.
Yeah. Yeah, phone cards.
I don't know.
Call and collect.
The whole bully thing.
You know about call and collect.
Yeah, the whole bully thing's fucking. I just think it's stupid. Like, I think just kids now are just pussies.
That's, you know, some of it, but some of it is also some of these little ass kids that, yo, look.
But then
their parents ain't beating the shit out of them. They ain't slapping the fuck out of them when they do stupid shit because they're not allowed to put their hands on them anymore. So these little fucks go and think they can get away with whatever they want.
Two, and then...
until somebody blaps them up.
You know, we grew up a little bit older, so we didn't have Facebook and Instagram and shit. So, you know, people can fucking say some shit like that and post pictures of...
Yeah, when you're a kid, man, like that shit's your world, you know? Yeah. That's the only thing you know. So you start getting punked online and shit like that. It's like, that's all they have. That's the level of importance at that age, you know?
Yeah, we
you
never
don't know
had
how
that.
To deal with not fitting in and shit. I was a bad motherfucker, man. I always fit in.
Yeah.
I was a shy little kid, but I was a fucking baller.
I never had issues like that, but I don't know, man. Nowadays, like, you get drunk at a party or something like that, someone takes a picture of you. And then fucking post it, and then like 500 people you never even met behind the keyboard warriors behind talking shit. You know, I could see how that could
You know
be.
How you end this? This should be mandatory. This should be like part of school curriculum.
What was it like? Cerrone said?
Jiu-jitsu classes.
Mutual combat?
Jiu-jitsu classes. You take your kids.
Instead of PE?
You learn jiu-jitsu. If your kid's getting bullied...
Jiu-jitsu, box, anything, man.
Teach him how to do jiu-jitsu. Take him to jiu-jitsu. He'll wrap that little motherfucker up and fucking choke him dead.
Yeah.
Don't get into no... You don't get little kids into striking sports young. Fuck that shit. No, don't start kickboxing and boxing and shit until you're like teenage years. But jiu-jitsu, if you start learning jiu-jitsu as a kid, woo.
You know what my best friend just told me? His one of our other friends, he got his son into jiu-jitsu, and he's a little bit younger than his older sister. And he's like, he told me, he's like, oh yeah, we went over to the house to hang out, and he's like, fucking got his sister in the fucking mount, started fucking slapping her.
Oh, he's fucking her up?
Yeah, and they're like 3
years. Why don't they take her?
I don't know. She's a cheerleader, but I just thought that was funny. What is he going to do
with all these crazy motherfuckers around? Your daughter should 100% know jujitsu. Daughter is going to, because I guarantee you, I'm going to have a daughter. And it's coming, and it's coming soon.
You already trying? She already
nah, not yet, but it's around the corner. And when she's going to be a bad motherfucker. You got some dude on top of you that she's going to fucking armbar the fuck out of you. Women need to learn how to use actual practical martial arts for like everyday situations. That's some shit right there. They should learn that shit. But anyways, fines for motherfuckers getting bullied.
Your daughter's gonna walk around punking dudes.
Imagine getting a fucking bill in the mail for $400
cause your kid's a bully.
Cause your kid's a fucking bully. God, yeah. $400 fucking, man.
Hey man, I'm glad you fucking lit that kid up and shit. But
fuck, glad you're a fucking YouTube star now.
Yeah, you're gonna.
it's great. It's not helping Daddy pay the fucking bills. I haven't heard any sponsors calling.
Yeah, we haven't got any sponsors on World Star.
You ain't that dope. You ain't that dope, are you?
So go out, take the trash, mow the fucking lawn. Jesus Christ.
Shit, for like until he graduates.
This kid ain't gonna even be in college. He's gonna have fucking $4,000 in debt from fucking bullying motherfuckers.
Yeah, fucking taking out loans and shit. Reverse mortgage to pay your son's bully fucking bills.
Oh, this is the fucking world we live in now. It's crazy. Oh, God.
So let's talk about some of this UFC shit that's going on.
Yeah.
Been some dope cards. I'm just going to say this right now. Every single pay-per-view this year has sucked balls. Every single free card has been dope as hell.
Wow. What was the last one I got? I got the last pay-per-view Alvarez. Was
that fucking...
That was the last one I got. The first Woodley, Thompson. That was the last one I watched pay-per-view.
Oh, you didn't watch Thompson versus...
2?
Yeah.
No.
Woodley 2?
Okay. No. I thought it would have been a wrestling match.
The whole shit sucked. Everything sucks. It's like all the big cards, everybody drops the fights. This one could be dropped against Ferguson the day before.
Where he almost died.
All sorts of shit, man. But last night, Cub Swanson and Lobov. Lobov trains with McGregor. He got his ass beat for 5 fucking rounds straight. Cub put an ass. Did you watch that shit?
You didn't watch any
of this shit?
I saw some highlights. No, I haven't seen any of this.
Oh, man. But Platinum Mike Perry just fucking dead at Jake Ellenberger.
I saw that.
R.I.P. homie. Yeah. I don't think we see him in the UFC ever again.
No. Cub's last 2 fights have been fucking.
Woo. Cub's a killer.
I remember watching him in WEC.
Cub's a goddamn killer. That's all there is to that. He was hitting that dude with spinning elbows, back kicks, wheel kicks. Cartwheel kicks. He was hitting him with everything. Who else was on that card last night? John Dotson was on that shit. He fought Eddie Weidland.
I heard he was doing the Matrix type shit.
The shit was dope, man. People were fucking booing, but I thought it was dope. That was a dope fight. I mean, that Dotson's just too damn quick, man.
Dotson's good, man. The only problem is look who's in his division.
He just can't beat the tippy top.
Fucking Mighty Mouse.
Yeah, St. Preux knocked somebody out. Did you see Diego Sanchez get killed?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw the highlights. That motherfucker been fighting a long time.
He
dude.
Got deaded last night, dude.
Dude, he's been fighting for
That's
fucking...
the first time in his entire career he's ever been knocked out.
He's been in the UFC for 10 years.
This dude, Ally Quinta. I hate this douchebag. Ally
Quinta or whatever his name
he's
is.
He's a douche, homie. And I mean that respectfully because that dude would beat my ass, but fuck you. Dude's just a fucking...
Don't you hate that when you fucking gotta hate on
you know,
it?
You know,
UFC guy,
thing.
But you gotta say respectfully because, you know, they'd fuck
Yeah, he'd fuck me up. What am I gonna do, you know? I'm gonna throw a couple and then fucking dip. You know, I'm gonna throw a couple heat rocks and I'm gonna dip out. But these... I get it. Look, everybody wants to make a whole lot more money. But when you got dudes like him, you know, complaining and shit, you know, and then they comparing, like, how much McGregor... Look, listen, little youngsters. You ain't bringing in people like this dude Conor McGregor is. You're not going to get paid anywhere near Conor McGregor money. You're just not.
No, yeah.
Nobody is.
That's the thing with UFC now is everyone's trying to... They don't do the rankings for fights anymore. It's more of a... It's a show thing. So that's why you got...
But sometimes that works out, though.
It does. But then you got people out there that are trying to talk shit and say... It's not authentic,
Did you like Bisping having to fight Henderson?
Yes.
That last time?
Yes. I loved it.
That would have never happened because he was like a 8 or 9. Henderson was.
Yeah, but Henderson also killed that dude the first time.
Lombard, and he deaded him the first time. And then
he
won that last fight. He should have walked away with the belt. I don't give a fuck about Bisping landing jabs for 4 fucking rounds straight.
But it's different. He got
blasted out 3 fucking times. And I get it, Hendo cruised, but Hendo... That's all you remember. That dude's face was blown up. Damaged, dog.
But it's different, though, because Henderson's been in the game for fucking 20 years.
He should have walked away with that belt, man.
Yeah, but it's 20 years. It's not like he's some fucking up-and-comer that's just talking shit.
Yeah,
like,
but he wasn't the number one. He wasn't anywhere near the number one contender.
No, but on that guy's...
But that's his mate. Look,
look at his resume.
You don't want to see GSP fight at middleweight?
I love GSP, but I don't... He's not an entertaining fight.
You don't want to see him fight at middleweight?
What's he going to do? Take him down?
Dude, he's dope as fuck. Yeah, he's gonna take him down. He's gonna grapple. He's gonna fucking. He's gonna scrap.
But it's not. It's not. Don't even
look. Bisping. You're underestimating Michael Bisping, man. This dude's very good, man.
Yes, he is.
This is gonna be a good fight. This is gonna be a great fight, actually.
He showed up all liquored up at the fucking.
Yeah, he's all fucked conference. Up. And then that dude's Bisping's talking shit about Joe Rogan smoking weed on his podcast and shit. Did you see that shit?
No, I was listening to Rogan when he was talking. I forgot who was mentioning. Like, oh yeah, he was saying some things about you.
Like, this dude fucking shows up drunk everywhere he goes. What's worse? It's funny, man. It's funny how people can do that kind of shit. You see that shit every day.
Judging. I don't know. I think people
like Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, you got
perfect example of this shit. This dude, remember when this dude
was all strict and like,
but he shit on Ludacris and like and boycotted, and told shit on Ludacris when he got a deal with Coke because he used the word hoe.
Yeah.
It cost him like $3 million in an endorsement. And this dude's out there fucking treating this dude says bitches and hoes, and O'Reilly's over here treating them like bitches and hoes.
Yeah, and you know what's the funny part is. Like, people are like, all those chicks that came forward and shit, like, he needs to go to jail and shit. And it's weird when it's on the other foot, you know? And then the only problem is...
Well, it's like
did
this.
Did you see the payout that motherfucker got?
Oh, I'm sure he got... He's been paid.
$20 million.
You see he's doing a podcast now? He started a podcast on Monday. I think he already had one before, but he's starting it again. But, yo, it's like this. It's like the dude who's, like, homophobic, like, super homophobic. It's probably because he's gay.
What does Rogan
people
say?
People like that?
What does Rogan say?
He probably likes to taste the dicks or something.
He likes to taste the
he's
dicks.
Afraid that he likes to taste the dicks. Yeah. But that's it. You know that? Like, you see, like, these super religious dudes, you know, preaching all this anti-gay shit.
And they're the ones
sucking the little boys' dicks. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's the same shit.
I don't know. I think just be authentic, man. I think that's the thing. If you notice that, like, look at every guy in the world. Says shit that's outrageous because that's what guys do. We talk shit. But when you see, like, you know, Trump, who thinks he's in the privacy of another, talking about grabbing bitches by the pussy, and then you got O'Reilly over here treating women like that, like,
hey, you're out of your mind too if you say if you when he said locker room, there's a lot of dudes, I don't know what locker room you're talking about. Shut the fuck up, you buster ass motherfuckers. I've heard a lot worse than that in locker rooms. You get all these professional athletes acting like holier than thou, saying, you know, just because they hate Trump. I get it. You hate Trump. But don't act like, you haven't heard worse in a goddamn locker room.
Just be authentic, man. Like, no one's perfect. Like, that's the thing I hate about, like, everyone shits on celebrities and shit because they say things or they do things like, oh, so-and-so stumbled out of a club drunk. Like, she needs to go to rehab. You ever seen me in my 20s? If I was fucking famous and they had a fucking...
Did you just hit your head on the microphone?
I did, my hat. If these fuckers had a fucking camera on me...
This dude's faded.
No, yeah, right.
This dude had 2 fucking beers.
Yeah. Faded. I would be a fucking... I'd be Lindsay Lohan in the male fucking version, dude. Think about it. All those times we got fucking zipped the fuck...
Anyways, what were we fucking USC shit, so that's pretty much that. We got that next card is gonna be fucking dope. You want Andrade and then... Miocic versus Santos too. Couple good scraps coming up.
So, should we address the elephant in the room?
The swinging elephant in the room?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Damn, what are we into? Almost exactly a half hour into the show.
It's probably how long he was hanging before they found him.
This is, yeah. Actually, I think it was a full hour.
Was it?
Yeah.
Your boy.
Mr. Teflon Don, homie. Yeah. This dude dodging cases, homie.
Mm-hmm. So I heard a couple theories about this, too.
Some bullshit-ass theories, huh?
I've heard two. I heard the one he sent me and then the one my old lady told me.
What, that he's gay?
The number one, that he was gay.
Yep, which is why he killed the first dude, because the first dude knew him. But I guess he was dating some dude in high school, too.
Yeah, that he liked dick. And then the other one was... something about the Patriots when their payout with this contract.
Yeah, that's some bullshit. I don't believe that shit.
Where because he beat the one case, and then the other one was
up he died while it was in appeal.
Yeah, the other one was up in appeal, so he died, and then.
So he's technically not guilty.
Yeah, so he gets the $15 million payout.
You don't think that contract was fucking tore up years ago by lawyers?
I don't buy it.
You don't think that contract has been done since been done?
That one makes sense.
They got the fuck out of there.
But the problem is
they probably had to pay him something, but yeah, that's probably been taken care of.
There's a lot of Jewish gentlemen that handle those cases, and you know they ain't going to give that money away. Them high-powered lawyers.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I only saw some janky-ass little news fucking outlet reporting that little tidbit. I didn't see any major...
All I know.
But it came out that he is a Jotito.
Yeah.
Joto.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he was, he had a boyfriend in jail. He wrote one of his three suicide letters to.
You think he was getting his shit pushed in, or was he
doing it? Of course he was, but I mean, damn, he wasted, well, it's been 3 years, huh?
Yeah.
Damn. He's been in jail for a while. Yeah, I mean, you know what they say, gay for the stay, you know?
He's staying for a long time,
wasn't
he?
How long do you think it would take you before you turn gay in prison if you were there for the rest of your life? How long till you were fucking shoveling cocks in that mouth?
Till I got cornered enough time for them to knock my teeth out.
What if a couple gentlemen had their way with you in the shower and you surprisingly enjoyed it? What then? What now?
I honestly don't think I would enjoy it, but...
Well, what if you did? Nah. You don't know that you wouldn't?
Nah, I wouldn't enjoy it.
You don't? Why? How do you know that?
Because I just know, man. I just know.
So how long till you turned gay?
I wouldn't be gay.
If you're there for the rest of your life?
No, it'd be...
How long are you holding out?
It'd be a forceful thing.
Okay, so how long until you just got tired of being raped that you just gave in?
I wouldn't.
Willingly.
I wouldn't. I've already got this
planned out. How about that?
I already got this planned out.
What do you mean you wouldn't?
I already have this
planned out. You're 145 fucking pounds.
But I already have it planned out.
You fight it. It only hurts more.
No, dude. I would totally be crazy the first day in. I already know how the system works.
You ain't doing shit the
first
day.
I've worked in the system,
man. You're out of your damn mind.
You start fucking...
That's fine, but you ain't built like that. You're out of your mind.
You start rubbing shit on your own.
You gotta get your thread count up, son.
No, you already start...
You're rocking that 200... thread count.
You start rubbing shit on your face, telling you see things, you want to kill
like
yourself.
Like literally rubbing your shit on your face?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you're going to do it.
No, that means that
you've seen it, but that doesn't mean you got what it takes to fucking shit in your hand and smash your face with it.
Why? I've already pulled shit out of my butt once.
Oh, yeah, but you didn't fucking put it all over your face.
If I have to, I will. I'm fucking war paint,
dog. Okay, say you're sitting there with shit all over your face, and the dude still comes over and wants to fuck you.
No, because they isolate
then
you,
what?
Bro. They isolate you when you start doing that.
What if everybody just laughs, and it does? They don't buy it?
Oh, so my bubble shut.
They're just like, shut the fuck up, and you're just like, God damn it. And you just go sit in the corner with shit on your face?
I'll start doing ass strengthening exercises.
They're going to come in with one of those fucking high-powered hoses and just spray the fuck out of you.
Anything to get isolated, man. I'll start trying to kill
myself. I'm just saying, what if that doesn't work? You're acting like that's a done deal. Although that's 100% going to get you free of this.
Then I guess I got to do a header off the top.
You can kill yourself before?
Yeah.
Come on.
What, you want to spend
What's
the rest...
What's really so bad about sucking a dick?
You really want to spend the rest of your life sucking a dick?
I mean,
For what? A couple commissary fucking things? Like,
hey, if a homie's gonna rape you, if you're gonna get raped and you're gonna get fucked in your ass, you might as well leave a little shit on his dick.
How many of your homies gonna fucking put money in your books every day?
Hey, what if you start selling it? if you're gonna take it anyway, start selling that little booty hole.
You're gonna get fucking hepatitis.
Your fucking commissary go through the roof. Just tell these motherfuckers to pay you in the commissary.
No, you get all these fucking dudes with Hep C and AIDS and shit. You think I want to die?
Yo, there's a world famous podcast called the I Am Rappaport podcast. He always makes reference to the Wonder Bread bag. You ever heard of the Wonder Bread bag?
No.
This dude was somebody at Iron Rappaport knew that worked in a prison, walked up on a dude taking another man's ass forcefully, and he, to practice safe sex, stuck his dick in a Wonder Bread bag while he was fucking him.
They don't give inmates
with olive bags. Oil to lubricate.
They don't give inmates bags.
They don't give them drugs and alcohol and shit too that they get fucked up on. So I'm sure he got a Wonder Bread bag somehow.
Yeah.
Well, he's Keister stashed it.
I don't like Wonder Bread. Ain't gonna happen, dude.
Dude, you'd be gay the fucking first night, homie.
No way.
It would be by... yes, way. It would be by fucking just survival, dog.
No, the first time it happens...
You're fucking...
The first time it happens, I'm gonna sit there and cry.
Your survival instinct will just turn into... I just need to take the dick.
No, the first
yes,
time,
it would.
The first time it happens, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to cry. And I'm going to pout and all that shit.
And then you're going to keep taking it and keep taking it. So eventually you're just going to be like, just have it because it hurts less. That's what's going to happen.
No, it's going to hurt every fucking time. What the fuck are you, fucking stupid?
Not if I was raping you.
No, what are you going to...
You wouldn't even feel
that
shit.
You think I'm going to relax?
You wouldn't even feel that shit.
No, I wouldn't. What, do you think I'm going to relax?
I'd try to romance you a little bit.
No, you think I'm going to wait for this guy to whistle in my ear and just talk sweet to me?
I'm just saying, like,
no,
just...
fuck no.
Instead of puckering up, you just open it up. Just take it.
No.
You're gagged out.
No. Not a chance.
First night.
Nope. I'll go skydiving without a chute.
First night, man.
Ain't going to happen.
You would kill yourself just not to get raped?
Yeah.
You would kill yourself?
Yeah. If I was going to do a life sentence like that, motherfucker, not going to happen.
That's a shitty ass little fucking room that dude's in.
Yeah.
The crazy thing is they say that he also killed that first dude that he got found guilty of because he knew about this murder that he just got acquitted of, which doesn't make fucking sense.
Personally, I think he's an idiot. You get drafted.
He killed those people.
Oh, yeah. But you make that much money, man?
You know that's the same motherfucking lawyer that got Casey Anthony off?
Really?
This dude is the new Johnny Cochran. Yeah, Baez. This fucking Baez dude. He got Casey Anthony off, and now he just got this fucking guy off. And he wasn't his lawyer for the first one. So they were going to appeal it, because this Baez dude's now feeling himself hard, man. Lathered up. Worked himself into a fucking rich lather over here, fucking filling himself. Said, I'm going to get him off on the first one, too, in appeals.
How much money do you think that guy makes?
Fucking, homie's balling.
Like a high-powered fucking attorney like that?
He's balling. Did you see that shit about the Casey Anthony shit on TV?
No. Wish you want to have another
They had like a three-part series. It was fucking, it was dope.
Yeah.
But this dude, the Baez dude, they were saying, he was like, nobody knew who the fuck he was. They didn't know if he could do this. And he all this dude did, he came in opening day of the fucking, started throwing flash bombs, dog. Flash bangs all over the fucking courtroom. Casey's dad used to rape her. All this kind of fucking, she drowned in a pool. That was in the opening statement. He never addressed any of that ever again. He just threw all that shit out there and then never even talked about it.
Reasonable doubt.
Wait, homie. I remember a couple days ago you said that her dad was raping her and that this little girl fell in a pool. I didn't hear nothing about that during this whole,
Yeah. Do you hear that?
Genius shit.
You think they would try to do the what's that shit where they have a head trauma with OJ now?
CTE, they are. They already donated the head.
Yeah.
The brain, I mean.
No, I mean, but like if OJ got tried, you think they'd try to pull that shit now?
Yeah, I mean, his family could, you know.
No, I'm saying if OJ had killed his wife now.
Today?
Yeah. You think they would have done the CTE fucking...
Oh, yeah. That's what they were saying. Somebody was saying that shit. That would be the route that go.
Ain't that shitty? That fool got fucking acquitted and then pretty much got convicted.
Yeah, he's up.
Money wise, and then went to jail for some stupid shit.
I think this year he's up for parole.
You think they'll let him out?
No. No.
Like, they're just
homie robbed some people to get his own shit back.
And they sent us in like 12 years but or something like that.
Fuck him. Number one, fuck him. If you get away with murder, just, lay the fuck low, homie.
Just chill, dude. Go hang out with, what's his name? Gary Thompson, the retard?
Gary Thompson, dude. Get yourselves fucking matching fucking
wheelchairs. And go hang out, man.
Matching little outfits. Post up on the corner.
That's like winning the lottery
twice.
Say
you got CTE.
It's like winning the lottery twice.
Oh. Did you... You just reminded me. You see those two... The couple that won the lottery three fucking times?
No.
Speaking of lottery, you just fucking sparked my... These motherfuckers in 1989 won 100 grand on the lottery. Then in 2010, they won 100 grand again on the lottery. And then just this year, they won 6.1 million. Jackpot. Three fucking times they won the goddamn lottery.
Damn.
Literally... The luckiest motherfuckers in the history of the world.
I'd be selling my kids.
What the fuck, man? I'd be starting a business about picking numbers and shit.
You think they play the same numbers or is it just like a random pick?
I don't know, man. What the fuck were they in a previous life?
I don't know. I'd be starting my own cult and shit.
Yeah, man.
You know, some fucking, what's that shit? Heaven's Gate? Some
yeah, Hellbox the Nikes.
Shit?
The Nikes and
Nike
shit.
Nike Cortez.
Wasn't that here in San Diego?
It was in Rancho, San Diego.
Yeah.
They all worked at a car wash.
Well, that's why they wanted to kill themselves. They're like, yo, you don't got to bullshit us. We're going to do this anyways.
Chasing the comet and shit. Oh, fucking idiots, man.
But fuck it, since we're all here anyways, it's pretty convenient.
Did you ever listen to that Rogan thing about that chick that... What was that chick that was on Saved by the Bell that was in Scientology?
Which one of them was? I remember that.
She was the one that was
Ramini?
Always...
Are you talking about
the Ramini lady?
Yeah, she was in Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, she was.
What the fuck is wrong with you? No, she wasn't.
Google it.
Goody's nuts.
100%. She was the...
No, she wasn't.
When they went to the beach... The beach fucking... what the fuck was that called? The beach club.
You're saying she was in one episode?
No, she was in like five episodes.
You're not... Are you talking about the girl that does striptease?
No, that's...
What was the girl's name?
Leah Remini or something like that.
No way.
Yes.
Scientology. Yeah, she fucking escaped.
Yeah. But did you hear all the shit she was saying? Go on to her Wikipedia. You watch. Say by the bell, motherfucker.
Where does it say that?
Go, roll down. Roll down, roll down, roll down, roll down. Mm.
Where? Oh, there. Was she hot? I don't remember her. I used to watch the fuck out of Saved by the Bell.
It was when they did like the beach club deal. Anyways, she was telling me all the, or she's telling me like I was there.
You know her now?
She was telling Rogan about how she had to fucking like all the shit they made it like they pretty much put her in a room and like fucking polygraphed her and shit.
Yeah, you didn't hear the new Rogan, did you?
No.
With this dude Miskevich. His son is the
the leader?
The number one dude, and he's the one that brought him into it, and now he escaped. Crazy shit. They would literally kidnap people and hold them in, like, basements and shit.
Dang.
Oh, I kind of remember this chick now.
See? Yeah, right there.
Oh, that's right. I didn't know that was this chick.
Yeah.
I remember her. I know I beat off to her. I know for a fact I beat off to her. You didn't beat off to her? What about Tiffany Amber Thiessen?
Oh.
Did you used to...
Oh, all the time.
Wank off to that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
That's the hottest chick in the world growing
up. You know
who
my first wank was?
Yeah, Peggy Bundy.
Peggy fucking Bundy. She was bad, dude.
Peggy Bundy's been some shit. It's so weird to see her. Like, I was a fan of Sons of Anarchy.
Crazy as hell now, but damn.
And then, like, it's hard seeing Sons of Anarchy and thinking, that's Peggy Bundy.
Yeah, she's tore up.
Yeah.
She's tore up. I still smash, but fuck it. Back in the day, that was my number one shit.
Christina Applegate was, like, super hot.
You know, I didn't really fuck with her.
No?
I didn't really fuck with her, man. Not when I could smash Peggy.
the red hair. Mm-hmm. Tang sandwiches.
Tangwiches, bro.
Tangwiches.
Fuck yeah. Remember when I could never understand why Al didn't want to fuck her. I was like eight. I was like, I'll fuck her. Al, tag me in, dog. I'll come off the top ropes and shit.
Remember when you saw the one chick from Saved by the Bell do striptease? And you're like, holy
She's
shit.
She's bad. Yeah. I didn't know she was that bad.
Yeah.
I was like, why didn't I jerk off to her back then?
That was a crazy movie. When the first time I saw it, I was like, oh my God.
She's bad. That was a stupid fucking movie, though. God, I used to beat my dick to that, though. I had that shit on fucking VHS. Mm-hmm. Fucking always rewound to the same spot.
Hell yeah.
Remember that shit? You'd leave your tapes on rewound to the little titty spots, and you'd jerk off to like a 15-second titty scene. That was a struggle.
Start writing down when the fucking shit happens so you could fucking go to it. Nowadays, all you gotta do is Google.
That was your bookmark.
Yeah, and nowadays you gotta do is Google so-and-so's tits. And
but like, then your parents would want to watch it one night, and they turn it on. It's always...
at the same spot.
It's always at the titty spot.
You're doing the Homer Simpson into the bushes. You disappear into the bushes. Yeah.
Oh, man. Shit.
I don't know, man. That cult shit's weird. I don't know how people get caught up in that shit.
They're fucking stupid. A lot of weak-minded ass motherfuckers.
I'm surprised your brother never started a cult.
Yeah, you know, he was part of a cult. It was called Target. That's a fucking cult. Without to say Target.
Yeah.
We can listen to shit anyways, huh?
No. So.
There was something else we had to talk about. No, I think that was it. Fuck.
Got anything else?
I'm chilling. What, we got 45 on here?
Mm-hmm.
All right, little vato. Fucking episode number 2 right here in the books.
Or episode 1.2, however you want
to
call
1.2.
it.
Yeah, 1.2. We'll call it episode 2. We have episode 1. You know, we're going to hold on to that little gem, and you know, maybe we'll drop it as a throwback or something. Yeah. We're still, you know, catching our stride here, but solid little episode. Once again, this is a Whiskey Sick podcast. I'll be Seth Gecko, a.k.a. Moody Hank.
And this is your boy Whiskey.
Do me a favor. I'm also a hardcore dope-ass fucking rapper. Check out my SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/Chris. C-H-R-I-S. What are those little things? Those little hyphen?
Mm-hmm.
Guy hyphen 5. The number 5. Check me out. Got some new shit. Working on a new album. Got some new beats. Got some shit going down. Gonna hop up in the lab right up after this, actually. If you'd like to choke Whiskey out in person, he could be found at the 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu in San Diego, the San Diego branch. He'll be the one hiding in the corner when Liz Carmouche is on the mat.
Pretty much. I suck. So please be nice to me.
We can get you in there with Liz. 100% it's going to happen.
Yeah, so you actually going to make an album, huh?
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. I got a new song that's about halfway done.
It's been like 3 years in the making.
Yeah, well, I didn't do shit for a year, but I'm back. Just dropped a song. Got a new song coming. I'm going to keep it. I don't think I'm going to drop them all. This one I might drop, and then after this I got some other ones that...
Your white rapper's favorite white rapper.
I got some dope-ass little beats I'll play for you right after this. But anyways, Whiskey Sick Podcast.
Check us out.
Peace out.
Now last check, is he back yet? Homies on lunch, his tactic is a dip, start doing backflips. For that bad bitch down on admin, now imagine he could smash it. Then I'm fuck stuck sitting next to Catherine, she's babbling about damn kids. Shut the fuck up, think I had enough of, never get much love. Things gon' change when I hit him with an 8-jar complaint. They all remain quiet in the hallway when I pass by. What up, homie? That's right, stuffy clothes last night. Fuck you in my past life. Must have been Sheen's rubber, look at these all three motherfuckers. Mean muggers, clock got cleaned on the blink. Wonder how long can a fucking background take? Sit the ass down, explain to me how you been late 26 damn times in a month. That's rough, guess fucks, give none left. One, did you up, let's go. Forklift spinning, top down stunting on some OT. Nothing done the whole week, lunch muffin OG Kush. Slowly push, my luck like it's raised. Why fuck, gotta take my seat, me stealing boxes on my day off. Say I'm laid off, when the state calls, stay getting paid. Y'all pray that my face stalls out. Heavy on the
clutch, not enough gas. Got to run fast, got to one last shot for the clip runs out. Got the window down and the vent low down. Flip a bitch, go ground. There it is, slow down. Cock a click, goes blow. Heads in the clouds, I come back down. If I were you, I take a bow, keep up right now. If I were you, it's way too late, it's just not fair. If I were you, I'm playing safe with your own sin. If I were you, if I were you, I'd likely choose a life I knew. Dreams are out of reach, I think they lie to you. Been laying a few, still pay my dues, cause I ain't you. I make my bed, I'll lay my head, cause I ain't you. Poke, I let you, you know I'm rapping on a rope, I step it. Post my seven on the board, I'm guessing four. I'm setting high score, might mention a few times. While I'm getting brains, make a change for a few dimes. Cause it's two times, like a two winds up, like a 2-9 on a futon. Check the Tucson, cause it's noon high. Smooth eyes, got my shoe shine. Keep the bitch of gear, time to cruise. I'm in a noose tie. Twain soon pry choke, so you'll soon find out, like I'm doing right now. Living in the past, heard a knock one day. Chilling at the pad, about a block away. A hop and a skip, only walk one way. Down the boulevard, looking hard, talk shit fades. Giving day, wishing never stayed. Pitching them rocks and shots at clay. Pitching trays, missing every day. Inches to gray, shit is way different. Winning from the streets of memory lane. Getting back on your feet, guess you better get a name or you'll be back, best believe that. Just bleed tracks around the feedback. Got trees past, hell of cheap ash. That bowled out, then we roll out. Hit the roads out, heads in the clouds, that we blowed out. Bet it's gonna rain, better slow down. Swipe the car again, getting low now. Waiting for the day I can show how it's raised. Front run, never top 10. On the last lap, like my odds thin. Down the home stretch, closing in, I'm gonna catch up. When the going gets rough, I'm gonna give up. I know if I were you,